talking tent is all about opening up conversations.
Yes.
And I'm really excited for people to just have their memories triggered, to perhaps even come and make some new memories with us at one of our events as well, but to just find us, contact us, and tell us something about a place somewhere that's really specific, that they know well, that they've got a memory of a seasonal celebration or an activity or something that their family either used to do or still does or is reviving maybe, and just tell us their story.
I'm just thinking, because we are here at Charmouth on this beach, and the sea, as you can hear, is quite gently, but it's coming and going and rippling and roaring. There's several birds in the background as well, and people are here fossil hunting. And it makes me think of the first time I came here and the excitement to come to Charmouth. I wasn't living in Dorset at the time, and finding my first fossils on the beach and being with my partner Ruth and her not finding a fossil and the disappointment that she had. But then making it a bit of a tradition that we'd come every year to Charmouth to find the fossils. Eventually she did find a fossil, by the way. So I love that, where families connect with place but also build up a bit of a tradition over time, and then the memories become part of the joy of going back to that place. You know, let's go back to Charmouth because we remember that, you know, we did this last time. So we'd love to hear about what your favourite places are and what you did when you go there, whether it's going right back to being born and bred in Dorset and village life or town life for you in Dorset, or whether it's places in nature that you like to go and get away to that gives you a sense of, I don't know, recharging your batteries, gaining creative inspiration, or just sort of, you know, getting out of the sort of the hardness of everyday life and into the softness of being alone in nature.
Ooh, that's nice.
So I wonder what's going to spur a story from you. I think we'd like to invite you to start with a place. So if you've got a favourite place or a place you just go to very often, like Sarah says, maybe somewhere that you've been walking a lot because of a year of lockdowns, or it could be a time of year. So what is your favourite time of year and why? Is that because you do something every year? Maybe it's the summer holidays, or maybe it's May Day. Maybe you like autumn and the forests and going out to see the changing of the leaves. Maybe
the
it's just
the smell of the leaves.
The smells of all
of
sorts
the
of things.
Yeah. As well, yeah, how we feel. And we've got some hints for people, haven't we? The themes that we've picked, the three sort of central themes. What are those, Martin?
So we're hoping to go for the themes of May and sort of late spring going into summer. And then we're moving on to
solstice,
the midpoint of the year, yes. And then goes on to sort of summer holidays and all those feelings.
And harvest.
Harvest time as well.
Autumn.
So please get in touch with Talking Tent, and hopefully you'll be able to listen to something there and have a read of some ideas, and that will maybe spur you on to get in touch with us and give us your stories, and we can pass those on to others.
And make an audio clip. That's how we're going to share them. We've got some sort of tips on how to do that, just using your phone. It doesn't have to be anything complicated, 3 to 5 minutes, and either a story, as Martin said, with loads of clues there of all different ways you could tell a story or think about a memory or a place, and also a conversation, just by setting up a conversation between two different age groups within a family or you know, a community group. You're probably, and just picking one of those three themes that we mentioned, just by comparing your experiences between those two people of different ages, it'd be really interesting to hear those clips.
Yeah.
I think, and sort of say how things were, how things are experienced now, and through that maybe start to think about what we want to keep hold of and make sure we keep celebrating and keep connecting with in the future.